Prologue. Captain Ian Stafford looked up from rechecking his gear one last time to see his friend and British Special Air Service teammate, Sergeant Major Neil McCauley, approach with an expression of concern. "So, Captain, what do you think of our American friends?" Ian tried to suppress the smile that threatened to appear on his face. His SAS squad had been asked to team up with a US Navy SEAL team to track down and capture, or if necessary kill, a local Taliban leader, who intelligence had indicated was located in Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. The target was responsible for a number of terrorist bombings that had killed several innocent civilians in the area. In theory, his SAS team and the American SEAL team were supposed to work together seamlessly. Unfortunately, past experience with Navy SEALs had left his team with a bad taste. The last mission they undertook with a SEAL team ended with one of the SEALs taking a bullet due to unnecessary heroics. The only reason the man was alive today was because Neil had disobeyed a direct order and risked his life to divert the Taliban fighters' attention. He drew fire away from the injured man so he could be rescued. Ian was encouraged this time because these SEALs seemed at the outset to be more professional. Granted, the SEAL team they were paired with for this mission was typically American, full of bravado and itching for a fight. However, their leader, Navy Commander Scott Miller, was a true professional. Miller could have been the model for a Navy recruiting poster. He was at least 6'2" tall, with blonde hair and a square, chiseled jaw. His clear, slate-blue eyes could cut with a glance if one of his men displeased him in any way. He was certainly a cool operator. At first, he came across as low-key, with a soft, southern drawl one of his men explained sprang from his Kentucky roots, but Ian could tell from the beginning that his team clearly respected him. It only took a simple word or gesture from him, and the team went from a raucous group of misfits to a professional military team, focused and ready for action. Their SAS commanding officer, Major Roger Davis, was no slouch either. Ian considered him to be the best CO he had ever worked for. Ian drew comfort from the fact that Major Davis seemed impressed with these SEALs as well. "I don't know, Neil," Ian responded. "This team seems different. I think we can trust them." Neil frowned. "I certainly hope so. I'm not risking my life to save a glory hog again." "You don't have much room to talk, Neil," Ian responded. "I've seen you take risks I'd never take. And for what?" Neil fidgeted uncomfortably. "I can't deny the thrill I get from the adrenaline rush when we're in the midst of a firefight. Truth be told, I've always been an adrenaline junkie. My parents weren't at all surprised when I joined the SAS. My girlfriend wasn't so thrilled. She was certain my reckless nature would get me killed." "I heard that she'd broken up with you. Are you okay with that?" Neil grimaced. "I just got her Dear John letter yesterday." He drew himself up and forced a smile. "Not to worry, Ian. I'm not suffering. In fact, I'm ready for my next conquest." Despite Neil's brave words, Ian sensed his girlfriend's rejection hurt Neil more than he would say. He also feared that now Neil had no one waiting for him at home, he would become even more reckless, as if he had a death wish. "Are you sure, Neil? I don't want you taking any unnecessary chances because your girl's not waiting at home for you." Neil brushed off Ian's concern. "Don't worry, Captain. I lead a charmed life. So far, no matter what crazy stunt I've pulled, I've survived just fine. You worry too much, sir." Ian had flinched at the implied criticism in Neil's voice. As team members and friends, the two had shared the highs and lows inherent in the life of a Special Forces soldier. But ultimately, it was Ian who was the officer and second in command, Neil's superior. That distinction had come between them before, and Ian had censured Neil for his reckless behaviour in the field.